I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little, and we keep track of time, being so serious. Idiots thinking it will matter, keep me company downtown before the clock runs out. Sun is shining, but the rain is welcome too. Friends are nearby, don't need another view. Time is not on my mind, but then it's you. Oh, I love it when the love comes around, and then I remember all things must pass. But I'm not gonna wake up. I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up. Steady, cause I'm happy, I'm not gonna wait.
No, no, not yet. Whoa. Do you think if I had singing lessons, I could improve? Like, so I know you're supposed to sing from like your diaphragm, which is somewhere in the stomach. So it's like, no, no, not yet. No, then I sound nasally. Breathe out your nose. No, no, not yet. No, I think that particular lyric isn't good for my voice either. Anywho, hello, roller coaster riders. I just listened to the theme song there. I mean, I call it the theme song. It's not officially the theme song, but I just listened to Not Gonna Wake Up. That's what that song's called. Some people do ask because it is an absolute tunage. Belter. Yeah, I just listened to that to get me hyped up. Not that I need it, because I missed yous last week. I really missed yous so much. Honestly, last week, whoa, week from hell. Like, really terrible week in more ways than one. Honestly, I just feel, I really do feel, like, as I tell myself, like, sometimes I'll have these moments of, like, whoa, like, I'm so lucky, my life is so good, like, I can't believe how lucky I've got. And then I tell myself when, like, bad things happen in my life, I'm like, this must be because my life is so good. Like, it can't be perfect. So, obviously, things have to go wrong. But last week was certainly one of those weeks. The less horrible side of it, believe it or not, was I had tonsillitis. That was also horrible. I obviously had that 3-week viral infection, which you all know about, because that episode of me just coughing down a microphone was quite painful for everyone involved, not just myself or my editor Tom, all you listeners. So I'm sorry about that. So I had that viral infection for 3 full weeks. I then went to Ibiza, fair enough, I drank for 4 days, it is a party island after all, came home, boom, tonsillitis, and really bad tonsillitis at that. I don't think there's any nice tonsillitis, to be fair, but I used to get tonsillitis a lot as a teenager, And I just don't remember it ever being as sore as it was last week, because if it was as sore as it was last week, I was a trooper. Like, I'm sure I used to go to school and go to work when I had tonsillitis. I was cemented to my couch. And I hate that. Like, I don't like that. I like to sit on the couch and watch TV like once a month. Like, I'm talking for a full day. I like to watch a wee half hour or something most days. But lying on the couch all day watching TV just doesn't do it for me. Like, I would rather be out and about, or at least just walking about my flat. That's not enticing to me. So to do that for like 4 days straight, I personally found that quite difficult. The antibiotics, wow. Whoa, they done some crazy shit. Here's a story time for you.
Sorry, this longest intro ever, but...
Is anyone in a rush? Because I'm not. I have spent an hour and a half, so plenty of time to kill. So, yeah, I'm on these antibiotics, right? And the first thing is, I put a picture on my story, like, tonsillitis, like, just stupid, really. But, I mean, I do that with everything in my life. And then my friend replied to me, shout out to Erin from Dubai. Not from Dubai, she's from Glasgow, but she lives in Dubai now. Miss you. She messaged me like, Megan, oh my God, these are pure bad for giving you thrush. Now, sorry for TMI here, but I do get thrush very easily. I just have to look at a bath bomb and I have a yeast infection. And anyone who has suffered from thrush will know that it is anything but nice. And I thought, I've already got tonsillitis. I do not need thrush to add into the mix. However, I went and got this, you get this like one just like oral tablet and it kind of does the job. So it was fine. I thought, wow, beat the system. Ha ha. Get up, you antibiotics. Beat you. No. So during my ill period, I watched Normal People. I know I'm quite late to the game, but if you haven't watched Normal People, you must watch Normal People. I do not really get involved in TV shows, so the fact I'm involved in it means it's obviously very gripping because it takes quite a lot to suck me in. So this was fantastic viewing. So I finished it. I stayed up to like 1 a.m, which is quite late for me. Stayed up to 1 a.m to finish it. It was a Thursday night and I was in tears because the ending is soul destroying. So I came to the bathroom, wiped my face, washed my face, done a pee, washed my hands, and I happened to be holding my phone. So I walked out into my hall, turned the bathroom light off, so my whole flat's in darkness. And oh my, like, I can still hear it now. It's so bizarre. I heard, Megan! And then glass smash. So obviously my mind went to someone has just broken into my house, or someone's trying to break into my house, or something terrible is going on. Like, and you know when people say like your knees knock and like fear where you just like are frozen to the ground? This was my first time experiencing that. I literally felt like my feet had been super glued to my floor. My knees were knocking off each other, from shaking so much. I instantly, like, it was as if like Niagara Falls just came out my eyeballs. I was instantly sobbing. I couldn't breathe. I was like, I was petrified. So I had my phone in my hand, thankfully. Phoned my dad, but it was like now like 1:15 a.m. I was like, he's going to be asleep. He's not going to answer. He didn't answer. So I was like, oh my fucking God, I'm going to need to phone the police. And then my dad phoned back. My absolute hero. Heroes do not wear capes. They wear Celtic football tops. My dad phoned me back instantly. He keeps his phone on vibrate so we can hear for the night. I actually can. If someone phones me for the night, sorry, I'll get back to you in the morning. Like, there ain't no way you're waking me up. Once I'm asleep, I'm asleep. Anyway, my dad phones me back. He's like, what's wrong? And I was like, Dad, someone's in my flat or trying to get in my flat. You need to get around here. Drowned in an absolute jiffy. So he drives over to my flat. And he's like, Megan, no one's here. And I was like, no, I shit you not. I heard this. I heard what I heard. I'm not making this up. Because I wasn't even, when I was watching Normal People, like, I'm way too invested in Normal People, in Connell and Marianne, to be thinking about anything about my flat. Like, I am not in Megano's Manor. I'm in Ireland with Connell and Marianne. So it's not even like I was lying in my bed, like, freaking myself out. Because I've done that before, you know, when you freak yourself out so much, you just convince yourself shit's going wrong. It wasn't like that. I wasn't scared. So I was like, no, Dad, I heard this, I heard this. So he's like, right, I'm going to go a walk around and see if I can see anything. Stay here. So I'm standing, I'm like, no, I definitely heard that. I am not going crazy. Nope. I heard what I heard. And then it dawned on me. I'm on antibiotics. So I thought, you know what? Worth a shot here. I've actually banned myself from Googling like medical things because I used to convince myself I had like days to live all the time. So I stopped that and I really combated my health anxiety. But I felt this was an appropriate time to research such thing. So I researched a big long name of the antibiotics I was on, side effects. What came up? Hearing or seeing things that are not real. My antibiotics convinced me someone was breaking into my flat. It was horrific. Anyway, not to put anyone off, they've done the job. They cleared the tonsillitis. I am alive and kicking. I'm feeling good. Feeling back to my normal self. Hoping that I've had a full month of being ill. So that should be me for the next while, touch Harry Wood. But that's why I didn't do an episode last week. I was in no fit state. Like, I was just lying. One day my dad came over to see me on his lunch break. Oh, God bless that man. He came over to see me on his lunch break and dropped me off, like, some soup and ice cream. And he came in and I was just sitting on my couch, like... He's like, are you just sitting here crying? I was like, yeah, I'm so sore. It was agony. So sorry, I really was in no fit state to be recording a podcast episode. But I'm back. I'm back where I belong. And I'm very excited to be back. I'm a wee beanbag recording an episode for y'all. Oh my God, I've literally not even spoke to you since I came back from Ibiza. But I'm 9 minutes in and I've not even cut to the point yet. So there is a vlog on my YouTube channel if you'd like to see what I got up to in Ibiza. But Ibiza was so good. Ibiza, I just love Ibiza so much. I really, really do. I'm actually going back next week. I just love that place. The White Isle. But Hot Girl Summer has started, guys. Hot Girl Summer has started. And on that note...
I have an announcement.
Oh my God, I have an announcement. This is very surreal. Ah! Oh, sorry, I just screamed and my microphone got a fright. Okay, I'm sitting upright for the announcement. Hot Girl Summer is coming live to Glasgow on the 8th of August, 2024 with your host, me, Megano, rollercoasting live again. What the fudge sticks? Literally, what the fudge sticks? I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I'm working with DF Concerts again. This is even more surreal than the first time because, I mean, the fact they won't work with me again, I mean, I must have done something right the first time. And it's in SWG3 in the Galvanizers, which is where I've spent my teenage and early 20 years in there with all my friends watching some huge DJ names, DJ acts, just dancing away. Never, ever in my wildest dreams did I stand there two-stepping thinking one day it'll be me on that stage. What? What in the world is going on? As you're listening, if you're listening on time today, tickets go on sale tomorrow. Please buy them. Please buy them. I can't even tell you. I can't tell you how terrifying that thought is. Like, imagine nobody buys a ticket. Like, my mum and dad would buy a ticket, but, like, what if that's it? Oh, the thought of that, it really does make my stomach turn. So I would love if you could come along, guys. It would be bigger, it will be better. I'm hoping it is going to be a nice summer's night. It's going to be light outside. You could get a wee cocktail before it, a wee rosé wine, or have 10,000 cocktails, up to you. You can get dressed up. Maybe you'll have like a wee mini skirt on or a nice floaty maxi skirt. Oh, maybe you'll have some hot pants on. I don't know. Oh, like grab your friends, come alone and make new friends, whatever you want to do. I would absolutely love to see your faces there. It would really mean the whole world and more. I'm not believing it. It's quite a lot of people. No. No, maybe I'll need to do like some sort of like stage training before it or something, because I'm not going to think about it right now, and it's not a lot of people unless a lot of people buy the tickets. So I'm really, really hoping people buy the tickets. But also, if you can't buy the tickets, no stress, No stress, no pressure, no pressure. Absolutely no pressure. I get it. Summer's busy. We have plans. Things cost money. I get it. I get it. Literally no hard feelings. But I would love to see you there. It would mean the absolute world more, not to get all soppy on you. But it is just an absolute dream come true. This is wild, 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 wild. And I am going to bring to you the juiciest, funniest, gossipy, hot girl summer tales. Like, trust me on this one. I am doing my market research. Market research to be done for this live show in lots of different ways. And you're just going to have to come along to hear what this research is. I promise you it is going to be so much fun. It's going to be such a celebration of girls, girl power. Who needs boys? Unless they're really nice, sweetheart boys. Because they do exist as well, so that's fine. But it's just going to be the girliest, funniest night out. You don't need to be single. I'm not going to be banging on about being single all the time, but I will be filling you in on all my antics of my first ever hot girl summer. So I would love to see you there. Tickets on sale on the 26th. Is that what date Friday is? Yes. Oh, please make my day. Make my day and buy a ticket. Hey, anyway, that's all I ask. I love yous. See you there, maybe. Anyway, with the big news in mind and with spring finally having sprung, it is light outside. It's so nice and light outside right now. I mean, it is only 6:15, so you'd like to think so. But I thought this week would be perfect timing to talk about preparing for the best hot girl summer of our lives. So I know when you say hot girl summer, you think, okay, single girls, get it. Like, what about the girls in the relationships? But we know over here at Roller Coasting that hot girls can have boyfriends too. Because I used to have a boyfriend and I was still a hot girl. So this isn't an episode about going out and having one night stands and texting loads of boys, because those honestly aren't things that I have been doing or plan on doing. Never say never, but definitely don't, like, genuinely really don't plan on it. But this is an episode about being the best version of our girly selves. And look, maybe a wee kiss here and there. So sorry for the longest intro in the world, but let's get into hot girl summer preparation. Woo!
Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up, I'm not ready, let me have another day. Don't wake up, keep it steady, cause I'm happy. I'm not gonna wake up. No, no, not yet, whoa, no, not yet, whoa, no, no, not yet, whoa. I'm not gonna wake up.
So the first thing I'm gonna talk about is self-care. I think, like, most people anyway, like, really do put in a bit more effort when it comes to summer, you know, with the tan, the nails, maybe like a fresh hairdo. Maybe if you, like, choose not to have body hair, you keep on top of your body hair more. Like, during winter, like, I'm absolutely fine to let myself go tits up. Like, my fake tan looks like a loaf of tiger bread. My leg hair could produce dreadlocks. You know, my hair's a mess. My extensions are hanging out my head. My eyebrows, like, are literally grown up to reach my forehead. Like, in the winter, it's just, like, easier to let yourself go. You're wearing layers. You're wearing jumpers. You're wearing scarves. You've even got body gloves on. Nobody can see you in winter. So it's absolutely fine to let things go. But in summer, generally speaking, I feel like we all do kind of take a wee bit more time to practice self-care. And look, it really does make us feel really good. It's a very beneficial thing to practice. I must say, I never slack on my nails. Like, my nails are always 10 out of 10, 24/7, round the clock. My nails do not take a day off. My nail tech, nail artist Amy, she work on these nails all year long. They don't take a day off slaying, right? Like, I will look absolutely horrific, like, appallingly bad, but the nails, they're gonna carry me through. But the hair, as I said, the hair I do let slip, especially in the winter. But I did just book in my appointment for my summer locks. I personally, I know it's probably because I have just like been very fortunate to have been away in Ibiza. So like I have had my taste of summer. I'm ready for more, do you know what I mean? But I feel like really like this is it. The hot girl summer is here. She's arrived. It is time to wake up and play. You know what? Wake up and smell the coffee, babe. Like, we have got shit to do. So I booked in to get my hair done. I'm getting that next Tuesday, a week tomorrow, that is. The bob, oh, look, I've tried it. I tried it and I don't like it. I can't style it. I see all these girls with bobs and I'm like, that's so cool. Like, that is really, really, really what I was trying to achieve. But I feel like on me, it just doesn't look right. I don't think it is allowing me to be like my full self as well. Like, I like a crimp in my hair. I like a wave in my hair. I like a little pop of blue in my hair, especially for the Teen Vogue party. That's the worst thing I go miss accent you'll ever hear. But you know what I mean? Like, I like to do like quite fun, some may say childlike hairstyles. Like, I like to do bunchies, pleats, crimp, wave, space buns, and the bob. The bob is for like put together cool girls. That's not me. Act like a big man, that's not me. Six and going on, that's not me. So I've decided I need to get some longer hair again. Which is annoying because I do have some extensions in right now and it's the same length as like my natural hair and I quite liked that. I felt like that was quite a big slay for me, but sorry, got to go. So I'm going to get some longer hair, not like really long like it was before, but like boob length, and I'm so excited for that. Summer hair incoming. As of recent times, because it was one of my New Year's resolutions, was to like really like get into my skincare. Like, I've always like done skincare for like the past couple of years, but like I wasn't like into it. Like, I didn't like, you know, like really take time to figure out what my skin wants, what my skin needs. And like, I never would, for example, like look forward to doing my skincare routine. Whereas now I love it. Like, I wake up in the morning, I'm genuinely excited to do my morning routine. And at nighttime, I'm excited to unwind, get my jammies on, do my nighttime routine. Like, I just have, like, through trial and error, found products that really work for my skin and I really enjoy using. So that's something I definitely am going to continue to do. And that's the kind of thing that I think hot girl summer is. It's like doing something that is genuinely good for you. And also make, like, if it makes you look good, then hey ho. Like, hot girl summer to me isn't fucking going on some mad wild diet so that you look good for a couple months of the full year, but you're actually like so hungry and you're depriving yourself of all this nice food, and it actually is pretty damaging to your body to do. Hot girl summer to me is feeling good and looking good, doing good and getting good from it. Does that make sense? So for example, the skincare routine, gorgeous. Like, previous summers I've maybe been like on a girl's holiday, for example. I mean, it's not good for the luggage side of things, right? But years gone by, going on a girl's holiday, the only skincare I'm packing, simple face wipes. That'll do it. Wipe it at night time, jump in the pool in the morning, chlorine, that'll take it right off for you. That might work for some people, but it certainly wasn't doing my skin any favours. Whereas now I have lots of skincare products and it does weigh my case down. However, I'm doing good and feeling good and looking good. Hot girl summer, baby. I also spoke about this on Instagram a bit, but this shouldn't be crazy, but it is crazy for me. I've started wearing SPF. And I'm fine about it. So I definitely had like a real like.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tanning problem. Like, yeah, I was just like absolutely addicted to tanning my skin, and that is not good for anyone. It's really not. And would I dare have put SPF in my face before? I feel like literally embarrassed saying that out loud. It's ridiculous behaviour and no one should behave like that. But I would not have put SPF in my face because I'm like blocking the sun. No thanks. I'm here to have a nice tanned face. But in actual fact, I looked like a leather handbag. I did. I looked ridiculous. My skin, when I was like 21, 22 years old, I look older than I do right now. And I'm about to turn 26. But that is ridiculous. So I have spent the past like 6 months. I go to this really talented. I don't know how you say this word.
Aesthetician.
Her name's Zara and she is from Skins Aesthetics based in Glasgow. And she does like filler and like Botox and loads of like skin things, a range of different things. She's an absolute witch at her craft. Is that a bad thing to say? She's amazing at what she does, is what I'm trying to say. So I've been getting like Neo found in my face, which is like injectable hyaluronic acid. It is painful, yes. I won't beat around the bush. But I get that like every couple of months and the results have been crazy. It does take a few sessions to see results, but now my skin has like a youthful glow to it. Like, honestly, when I see people now, they say to me, oh my God, your skin looks so good. And that's a compliment I never had in the past because my skin looked old and haggard and sun damaged, whereas now it's giving radiant glow. So now, if I'm going to be in the sun or exposed to sun, I put on SPF. Yep. Crazy. I'm absolutely not influencing anyone to get tattoos. They should be a decision of your own. But I'm also getting some new tattoos this week on Thursday. I've not had any new tattoos in what feels like forever. And I like tattoos. Not everyone does, that's fine. But for me, like, I love being in a bikini and seeing all my tattoos. So when I was in Ibiza there, I was like, I need some more tattoos to add to this. Like, I just can't wait to be in a bikini, tons of tattoos on my arms, on my back. Like, that is summer to me. Oh, I have such a funny story about a tattoo I'm getting, but I'm saving it for the live. I need to have content for this live show. So, look, if you come, just remember I said that. If you don't, tough titties, hey? But the most important thing about all of this, like, doing whatever it is that makes you feel good. Like, for example, me going and getting tattoos is, like, a confidence boost. That makes me feel like, yeah, like, hot girl. But it might not make someone else feel like that. Someone who doesn't like tattoos isn't going to feel the same result that I feel. So whatever it is that you're going to be doing, maybe you're getting, I'm not influencing this again, but maybe you're getting, like, lip filler, maybe you're getting Botox, maybe you're, I don't know, maybe you're getting laser hair removal, whatever it is that you might be doing in order to feel good about yourself, as long as you're doing it for yourself, that's a hot girl summer attitude. We are not doing it to impress no boys. We're not doing it because you're hoping this boy you fancy might like your picture of new tattoo. We're not doing it for anyone else. We're doing it for ourselves. We're doing it because it makes us feel good about ourselves. It makes us feel empowered. It makes us feel confident. Nobody else. Unless you have like a boyfriend who just like adores you, like he just like loves seeing you happy, then fair. He's allowed to like it. But hot girl summer attitude is for us. It's not for anybody else. No. I'm really needing a drink, but it's so far away. And this wire is so like, temperamental that I don't want to upset it. The next thing I'm going to talk about is doing what you want to do. I suppose this does kind of apply to like the more singletons among us, but hey, listen anyway, right? Doing what you want to do. Oh my God. There's something so freeing. I can't say my THs or Fs. There's something so freeing about not having anyone to answer to. And I don't mean that in like a bad way. I actually have genuinely never been in like a controlling relationship, thank God. Like I've never had to deal with like the literal stress and like hardship that would come with being with someone like that. But I just mean it in a sense of genuinely not having anyone to answer to. Like nobody's asking me what I'm up to and I have to answer because I don't talk to anybody, so nobody's interested. My mom and dad, I'd answer them, maybe. but not that I'm doing anything weird, like I have nothing to hide. I'm digging myself a hole, you know what I mean? It's nice, for example, I felt it in Ibiza where I really noticed how different it is. Like I would go from A to B to C to D and I hadn't told anyone I'd went from A to B to C to D. Like that is strange. Like I didn't normally, if I'm in a relationship, I'll rock up at, like say for example, I went to Pikes one night in Ibiza. I'd text my boyfriend saying, that's me at Pikes now. Just so he knows I'm there. He knows I'm safe. He also knows what I'm up to. It's just obviously the right thing to do. So I really noticed that, like I'd get somewhere and I'd be like, oh, I actually don't need to let anyone know. And that is something I expected to be sad and I expected to find that quite like, oh, like maybe feel quite lonely or like, you know, it would really hit home. It ain't sad. It's actually, do you know what? It's so nice. And I don't mean that as in, oh, I'm happy to be single. Like, I mean, you already know that. It's not, I didn't set out to be single, but I am now and I'm making the most of it. But I have actually never been single for like a really long length of time. And over the time that I had been single previously, I wasn't going on like holidays or like even really going on like nights out and stuff. So this was my first time experiencing like being on, this is literally my first time being on holiday as an adult, like not with my mum and dad and not having a boyfriend. So it was like a really, really, really different experience for me. And I embraced it. I really did. Like, it was nice just being able to, you know, do what you want. And not that I'm doing anything different to what I did when I was in a relationship. Like, as I said, I've never been in a controlling relationship or someone who doesn't let me go out and do things. But it is nice just doing things and not having to, like, update someone or have to answer to anyone. It is just very, very different. Another part of that is having such a free schedule to make as many plans as you want to. Of course, that is financially permitting, but you know what I mean? Like my summer plans are just for the girls, if you didn't know that already. I think you get the point. But like any girls holiday that comes up, any night away, any trip, any night out, I'm like, count me in, because I'm not like reserving time for a boy like I normally would. Like normally I'd be like, okay, I'll do maybe one holiday with the girls, one work holiday, one holiday with my boyfriend. Whereas now I'm just like girl trip after girl trip. Like, and as well, like again, if I was in a relationship, like I would feel almost like a wee bit guilty, like just getting up and going on holiday all the time and like not like being present with my boyfriend or like, do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's only so many girls' holidays I would feel like I should be able to go on without feeling a wee bit guilty for my boyfriend. I think a lot of people do feel like that. Whereas now, I'm just like, any plan, I'm there. I can make plans with whoever I want, as often as I want. And I genuinely just am doing things for me, which is obviously, I suppose, technically selfish, but it's good to be selfish every once in a while. Like, make the plans you want to make. You don't have to consider anyone else's feelings, anyone else's thoughts. Like, you are truly just living for yourself. And as much as, don't get me wrong, I don't want to do that forever. Like, I do want to be in love again, and I do want to have a husband one day in the far future. I'm just going to enjoy it for the time being, because it might not always be this way. And just living life on my terms. Look, the taste of it I had was fun, and there's plenty more where that came from. Hey, hot girl summer. You know, I actually always heard people say that they were living for the plot, in air quotation marks, and I never really understood that, but now I do. I get it. Like, now I feel like I am genuinely just like living for like exciting moments and seeing what crazy things come my way. Like, I'm not, obviously there's still like things going on in my life, like external factors that worry me and upset me. But like when you're single, it's like nobody else, like your happiness doesn't really like depend on someone else, and you're not like trying to make someone else happy. Like I'm just living for me and like the crazy things that are going to go on in life. Like it's nuts. It's such a different way of life being single. It really is. Another important factor of hot girl summer, in my opinion, is taking care of your health. And this is like, because hot girl summer also, I think, is like going out and like getting drunk and staying out as late as you want, blah, blah, blah. But that would also be like riot girl summer, which I'm not opposed to. But I do want to live my hot girl summer. And I do think hot girl summer really does take into account taking care of your health. And this is kind of, is given like both summer and both I'm newly single. Like when you're newly single and it is summer, I feel like you kind of go to the gym more often and you do make more of an effort to like get in good shape. And look, I love the gym and I've been like a super regular gym goer for probably like at least a solid year. But with summer coming up and also being newly single, yeah, I probably am more motivated. But I do need to be clear in saying that it's actually not just for the looks. Or to be honest, I would actually argue is like the looks, how I look is like probably at the bottom of the pile of reasons why I go to the gym. Like, of course, yes, I would love, see if I could wake up tomorrow with this stunning toned tummy and a nice big peachy bum. Yes, sign me up, please. Your wish is my command. But I also like there is things I could do, I suppose, to like try and get that, but I'm not prepared to do that. I am not prepared to like go and count calories or cut out chocolate or do all this mad shit. Like I'm not prepared to do that. Like I want to just live the way I'm living. But I do love going to the gym. But I definitely love going to the gym because one, mentally, what it does for me mentally is crazy. Like it makes me feel really accomplished, really like clears my mind. It like helps ease like any anxiety, any stress, any sadness I have. And it just genuinely does put me in like a happier, better mood. And I also do enjoy it. Like finding exercise that you enjoy is crucial. Like I, for many years of my life, would like drag myself to the gym, you know, try and do some squats, do some this, do some that. But I never like actually enjoyed it. It was like genuinely forcing myself to do it. Finding exercise that you enjoy is like crazy. Like I actually love going to the gym. Like I have spin in 1 hour and I'm so excited for it. Although I can't really move my legs because they're so sore from Pilates the other day. So I'm a bit scared for that. But like I genuinely look forward to going to the gym. And like that's when you know it's not for like how you look reasons. It's for all the other reasons. Like you actually enjoy the process of it. You enjoy pushing yourself. You enjoy like how it makes you feel in your head. So definitely that is what to focus on more than like, I'm not saying go to the gym and get blah, 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 get bikini ready. No, you're always bikini ready. Put a bikini on your body and you're bikini ready. But also not even just the gym. Today, for example, I have been nonstop. It's currently 27. I have been nonstop since I opened my eyes at 7:30 this morning, right? Like I've just had so much work to do. I'm actually going to London tomorrow. I know, just slipped that in there. Going to London. I mean, so wild. I'm going to London to work with Sol de Janeiro and Hadalabo. Two of my favorite brands, which I use every single day of my life. I'm going to London. Like they're literally paying my flight, my hotel. I even got an email from Addison Lee. What song is that in? Addison Lee. Oh, it's not going to come to me. But my Addison Lee is picking me up from the airport and taking me to the job. Like crazy, absolutely crazy. So I'm going to London tomorrow. So I had to really like fill in any work that I was done over Tuesday, Wednesday as well. Like in today, I've had to cram everything into today. So I was very busy, feeling a bit overwhelmed. And I was like, do you know what? I just need like out the flat and off my phone. So I had to go to the post office anyway to post some things. And normally I would just drive around. But I was like, I'm going to go a walk, right? I'm going to put my headphones on. I'm going to put my phone in my pocket. I'm going to listen to some music and I'm just going to walk. And that's what I've done. I walked and I got some fresh air in my lungs. Bet you've not done that today. And it's important to do that. Went to walk, fresh air in my lungs, cleared my head. It was just nice to get out in the fresh air, go a walk, move the legs. And I actually forgot how beneficial a walk is. I used to go walks all the time. And I've really, really, really not been doing that lately. Like, I couldn't tell you the last time I went a walk. And when I done that today, I thought, this is something I need to do more often. A hot girl walk. So many benefits. Again, not out because I'm, ooh, trying to get the steps up. Fucking Apple Watches, Fitbits. No, I disagree with them now. I have done for a few years. I used to be like unhealthily obsessed. It wasn't good for me at all. But it's not to get my steps up. It's not to burn calories. It's to just get out the house, get fresh air in your lungs, clear your mind, be off your phone. It is so beneficial. Even just a wee 20, maybe 30 minutes a day, listen to a podcast, listen to some new tunes. Guys, I'm sorry, but how good is Jojo Siwa's? Karma's a bitch. I should have known better. It is just really beneficial to get out there. So that is something I'm very happy to be reminded of today, how important your hot girl walks are. Definitely something I'm going to be upkeeping. I mean, it is kind of weather permitting. Like, I do live in Glasgow and it is normally pishing rain. And do I want to walk in the pishing rain? Not really. Actually, just no. No, I don't. But when it's dry, there's no excuse. Get out, move the legs. Yep. So that's what hot girl summer is to me, really. Just working on being the best version of yourself for yourself, like not for anyone else. Obviously, everybody's like versions of it are different and everyone's like plans are different. For the first time in my life, I am at a place where I genuinely really just want to be alone. Like, I have never felt like that before. Like, even when like couple of relationships ago ended, I didn't want to be alone. I was scared of being alone. You know, like, I didn't want to be single. And even like this time around, I didn't want to be single. Like, that's not the outcome I was looking for. But I am single. And now that I'm single, and like, I don't know if it's just because I'm at a different stage in life, like, I feel like my mental well-being is like at a good place. Aside some strange things that have happened, but like in general, I just feel like I'm in quite a good spot right now with my life. Like, I'm very, very fortunate. I have my flat, you know, work's going well, I'm surrounded by amazing friends, amazing family. Like, I do just feel in a good spot at the moment. And you know, I've took the time to like settle into single life, and I've actually thought, you know what, I think this is going to be so beneficial for me to be single for like a good length of time. I'm honestly not open to boys. Look, if you're listening to this and you're a man and you think you could be the perfect fit for my one day husband, I'm going to ask you to be patient. I'm going to ask you to sit around and maybe reapply in 2025. Applications might be open then, but for now, they're really short, I'm afraid. But for me, what does that mean? It means that I'm going to be single. Like, mark my words. Like, mark my words. I mean, I have to be. I've got Hot Girl Summer live show to produce. Like, my friends are like, don't count on our relationship, Megan. And I'm like, I'm not. I'm literally not. Why is no one believing me? Why does no one think I'm capable of being single? I'm not. I literally have a show in August that I'm tied down to. I can't get a boyfriend. But I don't even want a boyfriend. Even after August, even after the show, no. Bye. I'm not asking Santa for a boyfriend. I'm asking Santa for tokens for Hot Girl Summer next year. No, I don't know. A boyfriend can come to me next year, I think, maybe. If I want, I might be single forever. But what that means for me in my Hot Girl Summer is being single, going on holidays, going on nights out, you know, like maybe chatting to people. I don't know, like a wee harmless flirt or something. That could be fine. A kiss could be fine. A wee cheeky kiss. You know, I could honestly count the people I've kissed in my whole life on two hands. I think maybe a foot as well, a couple of toes. So maybe it's time to get out and kiss some frogs. I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to catch feelings for anyone. I honestly don't think, with the mindset I'm in right now, I don't think I possibly could catch feelings for anyone. I think I have like emotionally shut that part of my brain off. I don't even really like want to go on dates or anything at all, like the whole of summer. Like, I just want to be like single, no strings attached. Ugh, I don't know. No, I don't plan. I certainly don't plan on it, that's for sure. But that's where I'm at. I just want to be the most single a single person can be and just go and enjoy my hot girl summer. I don't want anyone to get in the way of it. No obstacles, no hurdles, nothing. Just me, myself, and I, and my besties, and just everyone I love in my life having fun. Anyway, I hope everyone's excited for their hot girl summer, whatever way they're going to be doing their hot girl summer. Maybe you and your gorgeous boyfriend are off to Greece and you're going to have your hot girl summer there with him. I ain't dissing that. That's exactly what I done last year. You do what you want. As long as you feel good in yourself and you feel confident, you feel empowered, strong ass bitch, that's when you know you're doing it right. And remember, tickets to live Hot Girl Summer are out tomorrow. If you're listening on the Thursday, please buy a ticket. Please. I'm manifesting you all buy tickets to my show. Guys, I'm going to get good stories, I promise. We're just going to have so much fun, we really are. So as always, my chicken nuggets. Oh, sorry, I was on YouTube for a minute. As always, my roller coaster riders. The fact I have two names for you guys, what can I say? I just love you so much. To my roller coaster riders, thank you so much for all your continued support here, there, and everywhere. It does not go unnoticed. If you buy a ticket tomorrow, just know that you hold a very special place in my heart. So do y'all, though. So do y'all. That's unfair to say such a thing. But I love you so much, and I'll see you next week. And I just can't wait for all the fun we're going to have this summer. Big forehead kisses. Love ya.
Life goes up and it goes down. I know my mom taught me that. I figured why we fool around so little and we keep track of time. Being so serious, idiots, thinking it will matter. Keep me company downtown before the clock runs out.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.